Start with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Today on the pod, I have a bit of a big deal. She's funny. She's witty. Kind of like myself. Just kidding. She's way cooler than me. She is a senior producer and host at Entertainment Tonight. She's also the host of Roses and Rosé, which is a hilarious Bachelor recap. And if you're not already watching it, you're going to need to get on it. Also, her other half happens to be one of my favorite people in the world, Mr. Chris Harrison. We get into all of the drama from this episode of The Bachelorette, give our thoughts on what's to come next, who our final four picks are, what she would say to Chris Harrison in the fantasy suite when we play a little reverse roles of Lauren being the Bachelorette and Chris Harrison being a contestant. It was a really fun game. You learn a lot about Chris Harrison in this episode. So I hope you enjoy. And this episode is with Lauren Zima, who helped me unpack everything going on with our girl, Tayshia.
Hello, Lauren Zima.
Bum-ba-dum! Hi!
Oh my gosh. Can you guess what beanie this is that I'm wearing?
Oh, is this something with Canada?
No, but that was a really great guess right off the bat. Think of breakfast. It's Captain Crunch. Oh. It's not some trendy, cute, like new brand that you need to know about. It's literally Captain Crunch beanie.
Okay, got it. I mean, I saw the C and I thought you're Canadian and.
That's a great guess.
No, wow.
You did good. Also, it's so funny that it's, I mean, I'm from Canada, obviously, and it's what, 80 degrees outside and we're like, you're in a turtleneck and I'm in a beanie and we're like, it's November, so it's fall.
Right. Well, and I'm pretending. I mean, it's LA's weird. Sometimes we'll get kind of a sweater moment and then all of a sudden it's 80 degrees. So earlier today I was literally in a skirt and every part of my person was sweating. And now today I'm like, oh, I better get a turtleneck on.
And put on your fireplace.
Yeah. I better get nice and settled in for this harsh winter we have ahead.
Oh God, I would love to see you Californians survive in Canada. How are you? What are you doing? Where are you? Are you at Chris's house?
I am. I mean, I live here now, so we're here. You know, we're doing it.
You're doing it. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I recognize that front entrance. I'm like, wait, did I know you guys moved in together? I knew that.
Well, it was, I guess I shouldn't call it quite official yet. I still have an apartment. It's just that I'm never there. The quarantine sort of escalated things quickly. We had talked about moving in together before the start of this year. And I was like, your house is kind of far from where I work. And I like a short commute, you know? Yeah. I can't be sitting in this LA traffic. I'm very busy. I have things to do.
Yeah, you are a busy woman.
Yes. So we were going to have my apartment kind of in the city and have fun nights out. And then we were going to, you know, be at his house on the weekends for a little retreat. And then this global pandemic hit and I cannot be alone. I don't do well on my own. And I mean, I panic and start talking to myself. So we just kind of scooched on in here. But I still have my apartment. So I guess it's not official, but it's COVID official.
It's official. COVID is like, that was like so a year ago now. I feel like we've been living. I remember when this all first happened and you and Chris were doing the Instagram lives and we were doing like fun little hangouts and that feels like it was forever ago.
A different time. I keep seeing those TikToks now where people will play like the Carole Baskin song and different sounds and talk about baking banana bread. I'm like, it's a different time.
Yeah, it really does. It's like a different lifetime, but also it went by really fast. Also, what do you do while he's gone? Because he's like filming all the time.
Yes.
So do you guys just do like a lot of little Zoom hangouts or like how do you get by?
We FaceTime, we talk several times a day. He actually just hung up on me as I was in the middle of improvising a quick musical. I don't know why he
confused. It would seems do like that. Something he would really enjoy.
Right. It was all about, you know, how much I missed him and it was set to one of the songs from Les Mis and I was really digging in and he said, "I have to go, the connection is bad."
Wow, he could have come up with a better excuse than that. That's the oldest one in the book. That's
was it, know.
Was it anywhere compared to Ben's sad song that he sang on the Bachelorette episode tonight?
I have to say, I think mine was better. Ben, there wasn't even a beat there. Someone needs to remix it and give us a beat because it That's has potential.
It had potential. I agree. I said that to Brett, who is that hilarious Twitterer. What did he just get, like, Twitter followers from tweeting about The Bachelor? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, Brett Vergara.
He's hilarious.
We've met up several times in New York. Brett is great. Just to, like, grab a drink and talk about The Bachelor. I think he used to work at BuzzFeed, and then he started tweeting about The Bachelor, and he just tweets about The Bachelor. Yes.
It's so good. And I said, because he said he wanted, or he was talking about how it was such a sad boy song. And I was like, I really want to remix this. Like,
yes.
Because you're right. It has potential. It was just nobody was giving him the benefit of the doubt. They probably like, he probably had a whole like musical like you did. And they just took a little chunk of it and did him dirty.
Do you think? I don't know. It felt final to me. It felt like that was all he had, those two sentences.
You're right. I was like trying to come up with this scenario in my head of how he had this whole musical, but I think that like that was his moment.
Yeah, you're so supportive and I appreciate that. I'm a little more, I judge a musical harshly. I need it to be good, you know?
You're the Carrie Ann judge of the Bachelorette musical.
Caitlin, have you been being judged recently at something?
Oh my gosh, it's so funny to like put myself back in the days of like being judged in dance, because obviously it was so many years ago that I danced and now I'm like, it's so triggering.
Is it taking you back?
Yeah, it totally takes me back to like, I was telling Jason this, that in my 20s, like the reason I stopped dancing was because I was literally not good enough. Like that is, it's a sad, harsh reality, but I just wasn't. I wasn't going to make it pro. I wasn't good enough. So then now I'm like, you know, you feel good enough because you're like, I'm on Dancing with the Stars. And then, you know, Twitter and judges and you're like, oh God, I'm right back to my 20-year-old self feeling like I'm not good enough.
Well, but I totally get that. I mean, I was literally, I was working out earlier. I've been working out with this trainer and it's amazing how the guy can be like, hey, you can do better. I'm taken right back to gym class and I am feeling awkward and like my face is red and everyone's calling me tomato face, which people did used to call me. And it just takes you right back. And you're doing that.
I got called furnace face because I would get so red in gym class and dance. Furnace face.
I used to resort to like asking my gym teachers if I could be in charge of counting other people's laps. So I didn't, because I ran so slow and I'm just this theater kid, you know, and it takes you back. You can go so quickly into that awkward, uncomfortable, not confident version of yourself. And you are doing it in front of millions of people and you're crushing it.
Well, thank you. But I've realized that this is maybe something I need to talk about in therapy. Cause I'm like, I literally feel like so proud of myself. And then I'll go see tweets of being like, she's boring. And I'm like, I know these are Twitter trolls, but again, triggering. I'm like, oh God, I'm not good enough.
Have you watched that documentary, The Social Dilemma yet?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, of course I have. It's wild and terrifying and a really good documentary.
It is. I mean, it affirms so many things. I think it put a label on so many things that I could feel. But one of the things that I walked away with so much was an understanding, putting a name to that negativity bias. Because overall, you can get so many nice compliments from people. And then it is that one. It's that one thing, that one critique that sticks with you in your brainstem biologically. Well,
it's that. And I say, like, when I think about why sometimes I might respond to like a negative comment over a positive one is because I feel weird saying thank you. And if someone's like, oh my gosh, you're the prettiest person I've ever seen. You're so funny. Blah, and then me being like, thanks. Like, so you agree. You think you're really pretty. Like, I feel silly doing that where I feel like almost self-deprecating if I like respond to a troll, like in a funny way.
Don't you think that comes from something about the way that we are raised to be and to bond as women? I think about that all the time. It's not very, I don't know, it's inherent somehow, but I think women bond with each other over kind of not, I don't like when people say, you know, women just are catty. It's more like we kind of bond over our insecurities and we bond over venting and we bond over that stuff. And so that feels easier. It's like your desire to connect to people actually, and your desire to not be a full of yourself douche. But even with relationships, like you and I have talked about this, I kind of have a hard time talking about how happy I am in my relationship sometimes because you feel like a jerk.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm like, well, I don't even need to go to therapy anymore. I just talked to Lauren Zima. That was deep and that was really bang on. That's true. It was somehow like that is how women, I can think about times I go on, you know, the Marco Polo app. I talk about it all the time. It's like an app where you can talk to friends. Okay. So I go on there and immediately I'm like, I feel like I need to point out the zit on my face or say, and they're like some of my best friends. Like I just am like, I go on and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Don't look at my zit. And then I'm like, what am I doing? Why do I do this? It's like the initial like thing that we do when we talk to our girlfriends.
Oh, if someone compliments my shirt, I'm like, I got it on sale. It was on sale at Marshall's. It was $10. It was so, so great. I don't know if you'll be able to find it anymore. It was on sale a couple weeks, you know, months ago. I love it. It's a staple. And so that's what where I got that. Why do I do that?
So true. You can never just be like, thanks. Or like, if it was an expensive one that you're like, wow, I really like worked hard for this. You'd never be like, thank you. It was a lot of money and I actually earned it myself and like went out and bought it. Nobody ever says that.
No, you have to justify it. I found it on The Real Real and it was a gift from a friend. And so then that is how it arrived here on my person. Yes, I know.
And then there's me wearing a big wine guy sweater and a Captain Crunch beanie. Like, I literally got this for free.
Can we give a shout out? The Captain Crunch beanie, I didn't know what it was at first because it's very subtle. It's a subtle marketing. The captain's not on the beanie.
It's very subtle and it makes you kind of respect their brand. And I'm like, they should be a sponsor on this podcast because
it's very chic.
Stop talking about them.
C for chic. Yeah, I like it. I like it.
That's the C for chic Captain Crunch.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy.
Quick question before we get back to the podcast. Do you own or rent your own home? I'm sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. Actually, I know it can be. You know what's easy, though, is bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
But yeah, women are funny. But I think, okay, let's talk about Tayshia, speaking of women and being confident, because she, to me, is really exuding confidence as the Bachelorette. Like, I feel like she's almost done this before. Do you agree?
Oh, 100%.
I love if you don't, because, okay.
No.
We can have that discussion, too.
The moment when Ben, who I'm loving, asked her if he could talk to her, and she said, Ben, I felt like you had your chance. I was like, oh, shit. Hey, Tayshia. Just shut that man right down.
Especially because she likes him. It wasn't like he was just some little doucher that was a nobody on the, like, to her. Like, you can tell they have something. So for her to shut him down like that, I was like, damn.
Well, I have a theory about that. I think Tayshia's roses are not meaning much right now. I think she's playing hard to get. Yeah. And I think the guys she actually likes, she's not giving the roses to. Like, why did, like, Noah, I think he's fun. I love watching him. I'm not sure. I think Tayshia's really into him.
Yeah.
I don't know. The roses are feeling a little out of left field for me because I'm feeling stronger connections and just what I'm seeing on screen with her and some of the other guys.
So yeah,
I think
she's
deflecting a little bit or playing a little bit of a mind game. What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess I can put myself in her position and know that at times I was like, I'm just going to give this guy the rose. Like,
he was fun.
Yeah, he was fun. And I gotta like keep the other ones on their toes. And like, yeah, I totally agree with you. I was going to ask you, because I'm sure everyone asks you this. You're such a big Bachelor fan. You always have your Roses and Rosé show and like everything you do, you recap it, you cover it. And I'm like, how do you go spoiler free while dating Chris Harrison?
I know it is the question, and I understand that. So I truly want to watch the show, you know, like I love it. I want to watch it. So does he like tell me how his day is while he's filming, and then he'll be like, oh, crazy day today. You know, like, yeah, it's really, it's going to be good. It was like wild. Absolutely. But I want to watch it. I want to be able to genuinely recap it and review it and ask the right questions and be in it. So it's kind of, I'm like, don't tell me everything. I don't want to know.
I would be the same way. I want to watch it as a fan now, not as someone who could get the inside scoop. I want to watch it as a fan. It's so much more fun that way. I wonder if people, or if this bugs Chris, because it bugs me for him when they're like, I want Chris Harrison's job. He literally just walks in and like says it's the final rose. And I'm like, that guy needs to like be away from his family, be away from you. Isn't he not like a part of the production? Like he works so hard and everyone's like, he just walks in and says that. I'm like, no, he actually does a lot more than that.
You've seen him in action on set and at work a lot more than I have. I think especially we've seen it this season. I mean, wow, the COVID times. They said Chris Harrison to set. He is in.
He's like also bartending on the side for everybody.
They're like, make them a drink. Introduce the date. Tell that guy he's going home. He's not getting a date. All the jobs.
He's got them.
Yes. And I've loved watching it. I think he has such a sense of humor that we don't always get to see. I mean,
yes.
And of course, I think people don't know how much he is involved with. Oh, hi, Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, just talking about our boys, Jason. You getting a snack? A little cheese? A little charcuterie? What are you doing?
Just got a little Coors Light.
Oh, Coors Light.
Oh.
The one that's made to chill.
How's it going, Lauren?
Hi. I miss you. You got to go enjoy the Bachelorette.
I got to enjoy it. We need a double date here sooner than later.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, look, the guy has been a part of the show for 20 years since its inception. Is he involved in every single decision? No. Is some stuff above his pay grade? Yes. But does he absolutely help produce and get involved in key decisions and like make great moves on the show and make it awesome? Of course. I think he's such a humble guy that he always gives credit to everybody else. And there are so many right? Like there's so many hardworking, incredible people on that show. But yes, he does an awesome job and he is, you know, what I love about Chris is that, and what we really relate to on in many ways is we both started out like in local news, grinding, learning storytelling. And I think that stuck with him the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. And he is so humble. I love when he posts about like the crew and how much, you know, I remember, I'll never forget. He got mad at me one time because it was an interview with you and it said, does Peyton think the franchise should be done? And it was like basically me joking, saying yes with you, but being like, no, I'm just kidding because I love watching and blah, blah, blah. And he just read the headline and he goes, okay, I'll tell everybody that like has their jobs there that you said this. And I was like, no, read the full article, Chris Harrison. Don't read the headline, you rookie.
Oh my gosh, I don't even remember this. This is so funny because I've actually been interviewing you way longer than I've dating Chris.
That's so
our relationship is more of a history.
Basically, we are more in love than you and Chris Harrison.
Yes, which by the way, I'm glad we're finally doing this podcast together. It's been such a long time coming.
It really has. And it's so funny because we did that one live one that was so long ago. Well, probably like last year and we don't remember, but
Different time.
I loved having you on. It was so fun because you're a professional. So that helps with all
as,
of that.
Hold on. As I crack open some wine.
Yes. Is that the Babe? Which one is that? Is that a new one?
This is the Babe Red, which I adore truly. It's in the can. I'm alone here in Chris Harrison's house. I don't have to open a whole bottle because as much as I love to drink, to finish a bottle by oneself in one night might be a question mark. So I just open a can and here we go and I love it. But yes.
That's amazing. I'm like all about promoting whatever people's wine, but I'm like, but I drink a bottle of mine and that's that. I don't feel guilty about it at all. Okay. I don't care about the one glass.
I mean, just kidding. No. Drink that whole bottle. Yes. Down it. Yes. Absolutely.
Question for you though. Is Chris Harrison a grown-ass man?
That... was a, oh, so I just, so many feelings just flooded through me because I had so many issues with that group date.
I hated it.
Right. Yeah. Because it made no sense. First of all, I don't know. There's something about the word ass. Not that I mind saying it. We just said it so many times.
And it was like I feel like we heard Claire say like, I want a man, that now we thought we were kind of like past that. And then having Tayshia say it a million times, like, I'm looking for a grown ass man. It's like, well, I would hope so. Nobody comes on The Bachelorette to look for a little shitty boy. Like,
right.
Of course you want a man, grown ass man. And then they make somebody suffer as being the man child, just like totally emasculating Ed.
I grew to love Ed this episode because of how he held on to that baby. He was holding that baby. And I thought, that's a grown man thing to do. He was watching that child. When Chasen came at him, he said, dude, I have a baby. And I said, yes, protect the child. And he was watching it and holding it. And that to me was a grown man thing to do. I just didn't understand, because the show has done some really fun things in the past, like when they hooked up the guys to that labor machine and like
that was amazing.
Labor pains. I just thought we could have had better challenges here, to be honest. I didn't understand why math and spelling and like calculating time and then were grown men things to do. I'm like, see if he can do a tax return.
Right. See the things that actually matter in a marriage.
Yes. See, ask him what he would plan for an anniversary date. Ask him which household have him do some household chores and see, you know, which ones he would expect to take on a weekly basis so that the female load wasn't more than the male, like in the home. That's what I
have. I totally agree with all that. That's what was stressing me out. And then while they had Jared and Ashley, who Jared is like, Ashley like loves the boy bands and like the boyish things. Jared like loves his comic books and like Superman. And then they're like doing the grown ass man challenge, talking about how it means the numbers. And it was when I was like, oh, I'm crushed this date. I was like, oh, okay, easy numbers guy. But it was just, I didn't like how that's how they determined what that was. But also, I mean, then you think about all the dates. Now we're going to grease them up and put them in a wrestling match half naked, where if they did that to women, I would lose my shit.
With a paintbrush. We had a paintbrush for that. And
tough times, Lauren.
It's like, I mean, I suppose I can't, I still, what I do love that they have made this season and brought us the show that we love without it being completely through the lens of the pandemic.
Right.
But I still think about it. Like, I'm like, maybe it wasn't so easy to run to a store. Like maybe they just had to find that paintbrush and get that oil holder.
It was a ketchup bottle.
It was a ketchup bottle. That's what it was. I couldn't figure it out.
Ketchup bottle that they filled with oil.
Yes.
That they took from like the concession and
used
it with a paintbrush to grease them up. And I would like to know how much they broke out like in acne all over their like chest.
The drains at the La Quinta are clogged. Those poor staff members, they had to pour some drain out because that's an oil.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. That's not a date they would have done with women. I will say, and I don't know if this is a controversial thing to say, but sometimes I'm like, you know, women, we've been through so much. The men can have a little laugh and it's funny. They can do this. They can take this. You know,
I hear you. And I think guys like it because like their testosterone takes over everything. And they're like, ooh, this is going to please her. When this is my favorite part, literally, they like think they need to be so tough. I think she's really attracted to sensitive men who are like super humble and have a good heart. And so, you know, they're all fighting in this date and they're like, oh, I need to do this. And they're chirping each other. And she gives the group date rose to the guy who like blindfolded her and fed her a strawberry. Like, really, she just wanted a little fruit.
Why did Bennett win that challenge? It made no sense.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Quick pause to talk about something very important, clothes. And more importantly, clothes that stay looking their best over time. I think we've all run into a situation where we've had darker clothes that we love, black, navy, darker grays, And they look so good when we first buy them. And then over time, they lose their richness and the color that you loved fades away. OxiClean Dark Protect is a solution that is seriously going to help you with those darker clothes and blankets that you love to wash. I just use it wash after wash, and the color looks as dark, as rich as it did from day one because of the anti-fade technology. Their formula also uses enzymes that help prevent those annoying pills and keep your fabric super smooth. Also, it contains OxiClean Stain Fighter to remove stains, so if you're being a little messy like I often am, or you have dogs who like to get up all in your business like I do, you're safe. You've got to try OxiClean Dark Protect for yourself. If you want to work your magic with OxiClean, go to oxiclean.com/try me and order a free sample. That's oxiclean.com/try me for a free sample while supplies last.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
And I can suspend my disbelief. I can on the show. Absolutely. I get that we're not legitimately tallying any scores. Right. But why did Bennett win that challenge?
I mean, they really set it up because he went to Harvard, he couldn't get anything right, and then he goes and gives her breakfast in bed in a robe, and it was very uncomfy. Like, I was uncomfy watching it.
Really?
The Bennett part. But you love him, right?
I love him. I think he is a Clark Kent Superman, beautiful television personality moment. I think there was something about the lighting. To see two people in a bed in a full fluorescent light.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't sexy. I will say that. Yeah. I did want a beignet.
Of course.
I don't think Bennett made those. I think a chef at the La Quinta helped.
Yeah, of course. No, you see how that was plated? If he can't spell limousine, he can't like plate like that. Like that was, unless he's a chef too. But what did you think about Chasen serving himself as it's her feast?
It's gonna be a no for me, Chasen.
Yeah, it's a no for me too, Chasen.
First of all, he had the nerve to say anything about Bennett wearing a robe. I said, sir, you're shirtless in an apron.
In an apron. Yeah.
And second of all, I mean, you want to talk about something a grown man would not think. A grown man would know, this woman wants a real meal and I'm going to bring her some food. Okay? Because no, you are not the feast, sir. Tell me how you felt about Smoke Show. There was controversy about Chasen calling Tayshia a Smoke Show. Where do we land on Smoke Show?
I thought that was so, like, they're literally grasping at anything to get upset at him about, because Jason called me a Smoke Show yesterday and I was like, thanks.
What? I know.
He literally did. He like calls me a Smoke Show. So I was like, well, I don't think okay, he probably did pick it up in his college days, but like, think of all the words and terms and things that we do. Like, is Smoke Show really something that's like women can be called worse things than a smoke show?
I wasn't offended by it because I did feel Chasen was being so genuine in thinking that it was a good compliment. Like, it was ignorance. You know, he just was like, I've come up with a new word and it's a smoke show.
Like, he was vulnerable in that moment calling her a smoke
show. Yes. And so I didn't get upset about it, but I do think overall, you know, a grown man could do much better, could come up with many a better adjective.
Especially in that moment of television when this is like supposed to be, you know, maybe your future wife. I agree with that. It's like Smoke Show is like, okay, like if you're watching TV and there's like a hot guy, I'd be like, I got a Smoke Show. He's, you know, but like when on the Bachelorette, you know, you're in front of a camera. It's like he's in this gown. I don't know. I see both sides actually.
Or when you're in a long-term relationship like you and Jason and it's cute and it's endearing. As an initial compliment, it's tough. It's fair. Tough. You gotta reach a little deeper. But
I think that's fair.
I don't think anyone on that challenge proved themselves to be a grown man. To answer your question from many a minute ago, Chris Harrison is a very grown man. And the wrestling date didn't really show me much either, but I did love Joe on it. He was a true joy and delight. The anesthesia.
Oh, I loved Joe. Joe too.
Joe gave us joy.
Joe gave us joy. He's actually like such a sweetheart and seems like a really nice guy. Like, I hope he sticks around. Oh, yes. Also, Chris Harrison, and I always have to call him Chris Harrison. Do you call him that?
I do. Yes.
Okay, good. Him and Wells, like, those are two people I would like to see bantering on my screen. that, like, having Wells on at any time, I feel like, is also a pure joy.
I think there were, again, the COVID, but I think that there were some really awesome things that came out of it. Like, because, you know, it was not easy. Like, imagine, you know, usually they have, like, you guys have celebrities on the show and make appearances. And to get them on, you would have to ask them to, like, quarantine and test and be at this resort for days and days.
That's so true.
It just worked out really great. I think that some more alumni were on this season than usual, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I think so too. But I do think it's funny how Wells, like, has so many good one-liners and so much good banter that I can't even imagine the amount that gets cut that doesn't make it to TV, because he always feels that way as the bartender. He's like, I had so many good, you know, drama to be shown. I'm like, oh, I would love to see the outtakes or the bloopers from those two sitting on the sidelines.
Oh my gosh. And the thing is, you know, it's funny when you can really remember it. Like when he was talking about the wrestling and he said, he's thrown him down like it's a fantasy suite. Wells did. That was so funny.
He said mounting him.
Mounting him. Chris said something about like a Saturday night at your house, and that got me too. They were so funny. I loved it.
This episode, you feel like a friendship too.
Yes. I mean, they were dressed exactly the same down to the number of buttons they had unbuttoned, which I feel they
saw that on your Twitter, I think. Was it your Twitter? Yeah. That was interesting. I think they planned it.
100%. This episode to me was very much like fun. Getting, you know, bringing Tayshia in has felt like getting back to the formula after the show of the show a bit after such a strong departure, Dale Parcher. And I think we're getting to know the guys better. I
agree.
Like seeing Joe, the anesthesiologist, who is like funny and fit and has a fabulous man bun. I'm like, oh, where have you been? Or like Ben, where have you been?
Right.
Okay, hi.
And Spencer, where did you go?
Yes.
He was such a like character on the last episode, and then and they had like a pretty good thing, and then today I was like, wait, who's Spencer, what happened to him? He was like not on this show at all today.
Nick, I did Nick's podcast, Nick Viles, and he predicted that Spencer would be top four, and he and I strongly disagreed on that. I said Spencer is not top four to me. He was like a bit shticky in the beginning, and I don't see that happening.
Yeah, okay, well, who do you think her top four are as of right now?
I would love to see Joe in the top four.
Huh? Me too. I think he will. I do.
You do think?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I'm going to say Joe. I think Joe is kind of like a dark horse and he's going to come forward.
Yeah.
I think she likes Bennett because she kind of shut him down, said, no, I can't give you another minute. So I think she's into Bennett. Ben, but I do love Bennett.
Ben. I was like, what? No. Yeah.
No. Bennett is all my love, but Bennett is like Bennett in paradise all day long.
Yeah.
I think she is into Zach. Her and Zach seem to have some deep conversations.
I'm team Zach right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of one more.
Brendan.
Oh, who she had the one-on-one with. Yes.
Those are my top four. And I think Zach C is really going to like – because he seems like – I feel like he seems like a little bit normal and humble, but I think he's going to fall really hard and it's going to be like kind of a Blake Becca moment.
Oh yeah. I can't figure out. It's so interesting that you said normal because I can't figure out how he got here. And tonight he didn't give us much of an answer. I think his actual quote was, I'm here to see what's here. And that's why I'm here. And I was like, what?
And she was like, yes,
right.
Exactly.
She was like, I get that. I'm like, what? I don't get that.
Me too.
And I love Tayshia and I love Zach, but Zach, I didn't get that. I think he's one of those people who does. I'm like, is this a genuine story where like your mom or a friend nominated you and you just wandered on here or something? Because he gives me that vibe.
Yeah, I think so. He just seems like and they don't really seem to know a lot about the franchise, I feel like. I think they're all a little bit blind, which is great because like Ed is making some great TV. I don't know if he's watched the show before, but the fact that it's like he has, and he kind of knows how to play good TV, or he's just like so easily talked into things by producers because he was like literally got greased up. He's like ready to go, waits the whole episode. Then he goes to get in the ring with what's his name?
Chasen.
Yes. And then he's like, last night, he's like, can I talk to Chris? Like, not production. Can I talk to Chris? I had a shoulder injury, and then they like cut to him like pumping iron, like working out his shoulders.
That was a moment where I was like, 100%. I just have to acknowledge this in the moment. This has to be that somebody said, okay, now go tell Chris, because it made no sense. I was like, why did you get so oiled up? You're so greasy now, and you have
yeah
to,
for nothing.
Why would you do that if it was a real issue? I don't understand. Bow out sooner. But yeah, I also think, you know, it's good to get to know the guys better and to see their stories and their personalities come out more, because I do think about, again, the pandemic, but they had so much time to cast these guys because the filming schedule changed because of the shutdown. And I do think there's some really good, interesting, dynamic people here. We just hadn't seen them until now.
I agree. And I feel like every season people are like, oh, I don't like this group of guys or this group of girls. And I even said this season, I'm like, you just wait. I feel like this is going to be a really great cast of guys. You just have to wait till we really get to know them. And that's what I feel like today's episode. I was like, okay, we're getting there. We're like, I'm starting to root for people. I'm starting to know their personalities, which I love this part of the season. The first few, I'm like, hell, let's get this over with. And then you really get to know somebody. But Chasen, why can I never remember that? It rhymes with Jason. Chasen, I'm starting to think that Here for Instagram Followers is the new Here for the Right Reasons. Like, it's the like modern day Right Reasons. Are you here for Instagram followers? But what I love about this is that Tayshia is an influencer. Her job is to, you know, gain followers, because that's what she's going to get, brand deals and certain things. And it's like, wait, you want to build an empire with someone? Chasen wants to, you know, fall in love and build a brand. This could be a match made in heaven.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong. I know. I was getting a little lost in even the dialogue when they kept saying he's here for his career. I was like, is he an actor? Like, what's happening? But but that's it. It was that. That was the undertone. You're so right. I mean,
and that's okay. Like, I want him to be like, sure, that'd be cool to great, you know, to have a following, because then I could start this or have a passion for this. Like, it doesn't have to be a bad thing that these people are going on there for Instagram followers, because of course they are. And also, they might want to find love. And that's an okay combo.
You're listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Quick question before we get back to the podcast. Do you think it's ever too early to start gift shopping? I mean, I don't, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. I use my Raycons literally every day, and I love them because Jason and I have been spending so much time at home together. I mean, pandemic and all. We often want to watch different TV shows at night but still be in the same room. So I just pop in the old Raycon earbuds, and because they are noise isolating, I can be literally right beside him and yet be in my own little world of blissful sound and TV. That's amazing. The audio is incredible, really is incredible, and so comparable to what you get with the other premium brands, but just at half the price. I also love that they are wireless, because never get the cords tangled, super annoying, first world problems, and they're really easy to be on the go with. I keep them on me at all times. They're seriously perfect, and they're the perfect gift this season and beyond. Anyone who likes listening to music or podcasts, I'm talking about you listening, and who is taking those work calls from home these days. So go to buyraycon.com/vine today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, because this offer is available for a limited time only and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/vine to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/vine. All right, you guys know that I like to make time to take care of myself, hashtag self-care, but sometimes it's hard to get all of the things your body actually needs to be its best. I think especially nowadays when I'm so freaking busy and hardly have time to sit down for an actual meal, and that's why I love Ritual Vitamins. I take the multivitamin every single morning, and I love that the ingredients are all listed out for me to see, so I know exactly what's going into my body. No shady business. And are there any vegans out there? Because these are for you as well. I've been using Ritual for a couple years now, and I look forward to taking mine every day because I know it's doing so much good for my body. The multivitamins are delivered right to your doorstep every month. It's free shipping always. So easy. You can start, snooze, cancel your subscription at any time. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. I mean, you have really nothing to lose here. Plus, Ritual is designed with different life stages in mind, and it's now available for women, men, and teens. I actually ordered some for my niece, Sydney, who, believe it or not, is a teen now. Look at us. We're multivitamin little buddies. You deserve to know what is in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/vine to start your ritual today.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
Well, at this point, you know you're going to walk away from the show with a certain following. So it's like we can't not acknowledge that that is just the case. And I don't judge on that at all. I will say that I like when careers are talked about in the conversations on the show, because that's something you need to talk about. And that has been missing, like on Peter's season. Peter was a pilot. But so many of those women, I was like, what does she do? What is she? And you need to have that discussion. Or honestly, even on Colton Underwood's season, it was like, okay, well, he used to be an NFL player, but what is his job now? And we're not talking about that.
How are we supposed to root for somebody and you know, like follow their love stories when we don't even know what they do for a living?
Right. Because that is, of course, an incredibly big cornerstone of what you do in a relationship and how you do build a life together. So I agree with you. I like when we just lean in a little bit to it. Yes. I had that question with Claire and Dale, to be honest, and I've said this before, but I want to know, I want to ask them, I want to interview them and ask them about the fact that Dale has like said he wants to be the next Ryan Seacrest. He wants to do all those things. And Claire said she didn't want to be with a guy who was doing interviews. So I'm like, I want to know if
that was the whole thing with Matt James, that whole little whatever banter that was between them, because she even said like he wanted to be the next Bachelor. Well, that's okay. You hadn't met him yet. Like he could have fallen in love with you and been like, oh my God, I can't believe I thought I wanted to be the Bachelor when I met you. Like you never know what's going to happen on that show. But for Dale, it's like, well, if that's what he wants to do, now you are kind of contradicting yourself, but that's also okay. Like, yeah, I would want to ask him the same question.
I just want to know if they've talked about it. Yeah, like, how'd you work it out? How'd you talk about it? Because that is such a fascinating part of the show, is to watch people figure this stuff out. And I love when we really get into it. I mean, they're in this bubble and there's only so much you can talk about without actually experiencing things. But I like when we get into it. And Chasen, I guess, wants to be an influencer?
I mean, we don't, but that's an assumption from Ed right now. Like, does he? Right. We don't even know. Is Ed jealous, or do you think Chasen is a bad guy?
I don't think Chasen is a bad guy. I don't get
do
that vibe.
Do you think
from
his
him.
Shirt is a large or a medium or a medium?
Medium. I think it's a large. You know, let me ask, I'm just going to get superficial for a moment.
Yeah.
You think Chasen is just on paper, just look attractive?
He reminds me too much of why am I blanking on his name? Who did Becca Tilly used to date?
Robert Graham?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what he reminds me of, like a Robert Graham, but I don't know. I can't tell.
That's what is fascinating to me about it, is I feel like if I just saw a photo of him, I would say, oh, what a good looking guy. But now, because I've watched, it's one of those things where you're like, but no, but seeing you in action is lessening that for me.
Right. And I always find that the guys that aren't like as attractive on paper, quote unquote, are the ones that I find the more attractive as the season goes on, because they have a good personality. I feel that way about the women too. When I watch women on The Bachelor, I'll be like, well, I mean, they're, of course, everybody's beautiful, but they get more beautiful if you get to really fall in love with their personality. And I think that goes the same for the guys. Like Zaxi, for example, people probably saw a picture and was like, well, I don't know. I wouldn't, like, you know, he's cute, but
yeah.
And then you get to know him and you're like, wow, he seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. And that makes somebody attractive, in my opinion.
100%. And what is kind of fascinating me now about our time with Tayshia is that I'm vacillating so quickly between these guys. Like with Claire and Dale, it was, we are all in on Dale. We know what she wants. Now I'm like, wait, this guy's a front runner this week. This guy this week. And like now it's kind of a mystery and I'm quite excited by it.
Me too. It is a mystery. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I really, and you don't either, don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if she ends up with anybody, if there's even like a drama at the end. I'm sure there is, of course, but like, I don't know anything yet. And it makes it so much fun to watch.
I know. We've seen, I asked her because I interviewed her about that moment that we've seen in the promo with her in a white dress. I'm like, Tayshia, there's all that that says to me is proposal moment. But then I think back to Colton Underwood season where we saw in the promo that he had a ring box. Then there was never ultimately a ring. And it's like, we don't know what we're going to buy. And she was so tight-lipped about it all. Tayshia.
Yeah. Yeah. She's, I mean, it's so tough too. Cause we all know I'm a spoiler and I spoiled my own season, but like, I think about certain things as like being the lead these days with social media and like how many people can take a photo or expose something or anything. And I'm like, man, it's so hard to avoid spoilers now with social media.
I know. And I feel so bad. Like I felt really horrible, for example, for Claire and Dale over the weekend, because I think Dale was in New York and it just looked like everybody and their brother was trying to snap a photo of him or yeah. like, you know, and that's just, I don't know. Like I do feel that people want to be like the one who caught a moment or had a photo or whatever. Yeah. And I guess I just, I don't know. I encourage people to remember that one photo doesn't encapsulate a full action and one moment isn't everything. And we judge quite quickly on the internet. We do ever. And yeah, but the spoilers are, that's kind of been something that's been great about the, filming in
the
like
lockdown.
Location thing. Yeah, yeah. Right. Like some photos came out because I think in some ways it made it easier. Like everybody knows where they are and people can take photos and get those out. But then some stuff it's like, ooh, it was all on lockdown. Okay.
I know. I agree. That was part of like the mystery is that nobody was like getting those photos out of like, oh, we saw this on location or this. And like, here's a date with this person. Like, maybe there are some pictures out there, but I haven't really seen any.
No, I remember on Peter's season, I think photos came out that production was like at Maddie's house. Cause just like, you know, her neighbor like took a picture of the crew and it's like, oh, okay, well, there we go. Everybody has a phone, you know?
Yeah.
I love the mystery and the analysis when like spoilery stuff comes out, but at the same time, I do like to just experience it. Such a balance. What a
story. Yeah. Wow. It's hard being a Bachelor fan. Let's talk about Noah's mustache before I play one game with you and let you go. Because I think I saw, did you tweet it or did we already talk about this, that you liked the mustache, right?
I like the mustache. A polarizing opinion. You did?
I did too. I said it to Jason on last week's episode. I was like, I kind of dig the mustache. I feel like he rocks it. Like it kind of gave him like a distinguished, more mature look because he is quite young, right? Isn't he 25?
Yes.
Yeah. So it made him like feel a little more grown up. And I know that sometimes that can make someone look like douchey or like, I don't know. I guess the guys didn't like it, but I was so here for the mustache.
I was too.
And she was very passionate about getting rid of it.
I mean, look, to each their own. I like a little scruff. I like a little facial hair. Yeah. I thought it gave him kind of like an 80s vibe in a fun way.
Totally.
I was here for it. I did wonder, you know, is this just a moment we're doing here for television? You know,
yeah.
We had that razor right there ready to go.
Yeah.
And
was that a brand deal?
Yes. And, but I liked the mustache. I did. So thank you for being on the same page as me. I don't feel so alone.
No, you're not alone. I was really actually sad. Like I wanted to make a Twitter account for it. It's probably already happened. I wanted to like I kind of want to throw out a funeral right now. I just, I'm like sad to see it go. I don't know if like it, that's kind of a mystery of the show too. I'm like, will he grow it out? Will the mustache return? Like, why is that not in the teasers for coming up on The Bachelorette?
Caitlin, thank you for asking these questions.
I'm very invested in the mustache. They're very important questions, but I was a fan. I was a fan.
Can I ask you a big question that I was thinking about a lot tonight?
Yeah.
How are we feeling now that we're really in it with Tayshia? Like, have we moved past Claire and Dale? Are we still thinking about it? Are we missing them? Do we feel we're in a totally different season? How are we feeling?
I feel like we're in a totally different season. I forgot these guys were even part of Claire's season. I was just, because the rumors had started so early about her and Dale that I didn't get invested of with her and anybody else. It was like, I was like, okay, when are they going to wrap up the Claire and Dale thing? And I was like almost waiting for something else. So I love that Claire got to do that and find him and like go do their thing. And now we got to have Tayshia as the Bachelorette. I think it's great. And I forgot that was even a thing, to be honest with you. I really did. And I love Claire and I'm like so happy for her because they seem so in love and it's great. And it's a great foundation for them to start on rather than going through a whole season. But I kind of forgot because I'm like, oh, this is Tayshia's season.
Also, right. They're seeming so separate to me now. I mean,
yeah.
I also just, Claire and Dale was great television. I mean, I was on the edge of my seat and now this is feeling like such a different vibe. I feel like we were in a drag race and now we're on a road trip and like they both have sights to see and there's a finish line for both, but they're just different.
Wow, that's really good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
This episode is supported by the team over at Vistaprint. And this holiday, Vistaprint is all about helping you create one-off custom gifts that are so personal that they could never be regifted. I am such a sucker for giving and receiving the most sentimental and personal gifts. I love when something just has the, like, this is only for you feel to it. And that's exactly what Vistaprint helps you achieve. At Vistaprint, you can create so much like your own holiday cards, custom mugs, calendars, canvas prints, so much more. This year, I'm going to make Pinot and Ramen wall calendars to give to all my friends and family. You're welcome. Who wouldn't want cute pups on your wall? I like that I know this gift will never be regifted because that's literally the worst. Plus, it's not a typical generic gift. It has so much more meaning. At Vistaprint, you can also create your own personalized holiday cards, adding your photos, messages, adding special finishing touches like embossed foil and scalloped edges. So rather than giving an unoriginal gift this holiday, make it an unregiftable with a custom gift from Vistaprint. Go to vistaprint.com/vine to get started on your unregiftable gift. The holidays are coming up. Don't miss your chance to get an unregiftable gift. Started today at vistaprint.com/vine. Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Need an escape? Drop into Pluto TV for a world of free TV. Stream hundreds of channels, thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yes, free. No subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows. The latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. So what are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android, iPhone, Roku, and Fire TV and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in. Watch free.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
That's good. Yeah.
I love cars. No. I
love cars.
I love cars. I'm driving Chris Harrison's car around, I have to tell you. And I freaking, oh. I drove it into the garage.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, whoopsies. What, how was that, just like a whoopsie-daisy, or do you not know how to drive his car, or is it like an intricate like electrical car? What's going on?
It's one of those electric eco-friendly Teslas.
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's, yeah. I get it. Okay.
Thank you so much for the support.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Always here for you.
I mean, I was pulling into the garage and it kind of tells you like, okay, you got like 20 inches left, 15 inches left before you hit a wall or whatever. And
I don't know
if my foot slipped or if I was talking to someone, or long story short, there's some stairs like in the garage that lead up into the house. And I drove it right into those stairs. There's a little dent in it.
You know, that's the Tesla's fault. If that's going to let you, if that kind of car is going to let you hit the stairs, blame the Tesla.
Thank you so much. And when you say,
give us our money back.
Right. When you say, let me pull it into the stairs, you mean it warned me 20 inches, 18 inches, 15 inches, and I still knocked right into them.
It should just stop it for you. It shouldn't allow it to go any further. That car can like park itself. How is it not stopping you if you're going to hit the, what if that was a dog? It should stop you.
Thank you so much. Now, I will say yet another example of Chris Harrison being a grown man. It's just every interaction I have with him, I am reminded of how wonderful he is. I called him and I said, hi, it's me. Crashed your car into your house.
And he goes, oh, babe, I'm rooting for you.
He literally goes, well, babe, you know, driving it is hard.
God,
not
so
only...
Lovely.
not only are you not mad, not only do you react totally calmly, but you somehow like defend me in this situation. It was right. wild. And then he goes, don't worry about it. When I'm back, I'll take care of it. I'm like, wow, I don't even have to take it into the Tesla store. I know, he really is.
Wow. That's so sweet. That's so sweet. I like that story.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I don't even know what to say.
You're like, I like cars.
I like cars and I like houses and I like to crash them into each other. LOL. I mean, that's
LOL.
That's on the record now. Now if I ever, but I did it. You know, I did it and I have to own that.
You have to own it. That's, this podcast is all about owning who you are and things that you've done and asking for forgiveness, and we forgive you. And we don't forgive the Tesla. Okay, so I've got a game for you. I feel like you're really going to enjoy this.
Oh, I'm so ready. Let me take one more sip of wine, though.
Yeah, please do. Okay. I'll explain and you can sip. Okay, so we're going to pretend that the script is totally flipped. You've watched so many seasons of the show. You know what you like, what you don't like. So I'm going to create a hypothetical scenario where you're the bachelorette.
Oh, wow.
And Chris is on the show. And what it would take for him to get the final rose with you, okay?
Okay. I love this. I'm so ready.
Okay. So how would Chris come out of the limo to win your heart?
He would be wearing a really classic suit, just old school Hollywood sexiness.
Yeah.
And he would come up to me and recite a line from a rom-com. Like he would say, I'm just a boy standing in front of a girl asking him to love her.
So good. You've thought about this before, haven't you?
It just hit me a little Notting Hill moment. I mean, just kidding. I dream about it every night. What?
That's actually so sweet. Okay, what kind of guy would Chris be in the house? Would he be the funny one, the one who starts the drama, the best friends with everyone, the guy that gets drunk and jumps in the pool? What would he be?
Oh, I think we both know he'd be like the dry humor guy, right? Like he would be, he'd be the one where someone's doing something stupid, like dropping a weight on their toe like an idiot, and they'd cut to him like doing side eye 100%.
Yeah.
And then he's in the ITM saying, that guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. He would. He'd have the dry humor. And I feel like that's, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I feel like that's what I was in. Like when I think about my time back on The Bachelor, which is an actual lifetime
ago. That's what you were. Caitlin, we talked about this earlier. Toot your own horn. Don't apologize. You were hilarious.
I had such a dry sense of humor that I would literally just make fun of all the girls to their faces, and that they got like my humor. And then I'd go and I wouldn't feel guilty saying it in the diary room, whatever. No, that's Big Brother, Caitlin. In the ITM room, because I'd be like, they already know I'm going to say this, and this, I'm just trying to be funny. And I feel like Chris would be the same way.
100%. That's why you guys love each other so deeply.
That's like when you were like straight sexiness, I'm like, that's my dad. okay. What would your first date be on the show with him? Would you have him right away, or would you save him for later and you save like the big extravagant date for him? What would it be?
I would save him for later because I'm a little bit of a game player myself. And like,
yeah, you know,
the beginning.
Yes.
And then I would do like a boat date with him because that's where he really shines. You know, and I like to go, I think when you're first dating people, it's good to like, be in scenarios where they can shine. He would be like, let me open a bottle of wine for you on the boat. Oh, wait, also I'm like a little bit rugged, so I know how like the sail works. Let me like adjust, etc. And just to enjoy a charcuterie together and like just take all that in. He's a great conversationalist. So he's a good one to just talk to. Yes.
That's actually really, I feel like you've played this game before.
I was just going to say, why am I so ready with these answers?
It's not even you're ready. You're like very detailed, like that, like you have thought about this before, and I'm living for it. This is really great. Okay. In the episode, Chasen calls Tayshia Smoke Show. We've talked about that. What would Chris call you to make you feel a certain kind of way?
Oh, wow. I feel like I should call him and ask him that question.
Do it.
Should we call him?
Yes.
Let's call him. I feel like we have to.
That's the amount of times I would call Chris on like a live podcast tour and put him on the spot. He'd be like, I hate you. Oh, he's going to be like, I have really bad service, and hang up on us.
I know. He's going to be like, please stop singing. It's so. Wait, what'd you say, babe?
I said hello.
No, say it the way you just said it.
Hello?
You said hello. He sang it. You're on with Caitlin and I.
Hi, Chris.
Caitlin who?
Oh! Yeah.
You love when I put you on the spot on my podcast. I do this to you all the time.
Okay.
All the time.
All the time.
She will FaceTime me.
Oh.
Yeah, so then I have to put clothes on to actually...
Yeah, every time he has to put a shirt on. It's really embarrassing.
I wish I'd had you on speakerphone, but I was a little worried you would say something dirty, but I swear on my own life, he just said, hello.
Damn, I wish we had that. Adele, that was very safe.
What'd you say?
I start with Adele hello, but I always go into Lionel Richie.
They are okay. Very confusing. Hello.
And then I say, is it me you're looking for? So it starts Adele, but it goes right to Lionel.
Well, you're both of them. You are.
Yeah, you're like the songbird of our generation.
Okay, so we need your help because Caitlin is having me play this fun game where I'm pretending to be the Bachelorette and I'm pretending you're a contestant on the show. And then...
Oh, what a nightmare.
It's going really well so far for you.
It's going great. I've chosen your limo entrance. We've picked our date. But Caitlin just said... We were talking about how Chasen called Tayshia a smoke show tonight. And Caitlin said, what would Chris call you to like get your attention? What would you call me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I would call you anything.
Okay. Well, is there,
what would I say to you?
Sure.
Yes.
I mean, if you came out looking like you normally do, I would just look at you and I would say, you look stunningly beautiful.
Oh, you angel. He's just good.
I know. It's hard because
you are no Chasen, Chris Harrison.
I've never called a woman a smoke show.
Well, you're not Jason Tardick. Yeah,
those are words I wouldn't use.
That's like something a Buffalo boy would say.
Jason.
Not a grown ass man.
Yeah. Oh.
That's not my vernacular. You know that.
Right.
No, okay. I couldn't even imagine you saying that. That what you just said was exactly what I thought you would say, and it was beautiful.
Thank you.
No, that would be, right away, as soon as I said smoke show, I felt the hat on my head just turning around backwards.
Okay, we have a bad connection. Bye. Yeah. I just hung up on him.
You're listening to Off the Vine Rape Therapy.
Hi, everyone. This is Jillian with Court Junkie. Court Junkie is a true crime podcast that covers court cases and criminal trials using audio clips and interviews with people close to the cases. Court Junkie is available on Apple Podcasts and PodcastOne.com.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
You're my hero right now. That was amazing. You know what?
Play the games, people. Play the games.
I love it. I love giving a taste of their own medicine. It's my favorite thing to do. Okay. Would you use the fantasy suite? And what questions would you be asking when the cameras are off?
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is fascinating to me because this is like the one thing that the average person doesn't know about what happens on the show or even me covering the show. I don't know. Can I ask you first, how many hours do you get legit in the fantasy suite? No cameras. Like just how many hours is it that you spend with the person?
Probably like eight.
Okay. Wow. And is that's all conscious time? That's not like you've fallen asleep in that time?
Well, you usually do fall asleep. I'm not kidding, because you have three of those to go through. And you're so tired from the whole season and you don't get any sleep that in that time you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm with the person, like I'm having deep conversation. You're doing whatever you're doing. I don't know. Yeah. And then you're tired.
Is it back to back to back or do you get like a day of rest in between?
You get a day of rest. Okay. You get a day of rest. Yes.
Okay. So
that's a weird world.
It's totally weird, normal. Weird, great.
Yeah. Totally normal.
Let us hear. You know, let us hear.
Just another weekend for Caitlin.
What would I ask Chris Harris in the fantasy suites? I would ask him
what he does for a living.
I mean, I hate to say, but it's like that's when you ask the most boring questions, right? Like, what do you do? True. Where do you see yourself living? That's when you're knocking out the basics.
That's when you're like, oh, I don't have to do this for television and be like, what's your, why are you the way you are? And what are your, what do you want out of life? You can be like, okay, who did you vote for? And like, what's your tax return? Like, what's going, those kinds of questions.
I mean, I think I would ask the questions of, just like, what do you see your life being? And how do you treat, this is hard. You have to ask those future questions too, right? Yes. And I don't even mean in like the let's build an empire together way. It's like, where do you want to live? And where
do you want kids?
Yeah. At the end of your life, what do you want to have to show for it? That's what I would ask.
That is a Jason Tardik question right there. He always wants to know what people's like legacy, what they want their legacy to be when their time is up, which is a great question. I think that's a great question. Okay. Last but not least, would he cry during the proposal?
Yes.
That's so cute. I freaking love you guys together. I'll never forget when he told me. I was one of the first people he told that you guys were dating. And I was like, I am obsessed with this right now. I was so happy. You guys are perfect for each other. And I just adore you.
Oh, thank you. I think you were the first person in the Bachelor world to know.
I was.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what? I will toot my own horn.
Toot. Yes.
Toot.
Honk it. You were because... You were, and like also because, you know, I love you and I've interviewed you for years and always just think you're so funny and smart and grounded and amazing. So it was, you were like the perfect person to be the first person to know because we both love you so much.
And I just felt like I was like, mom and dad are together. Like, that's what it felt like. Not that you're like a mom, but you know how the cool kids say that these days, like mom and dad.
Oh, no, I love that. Thank you. I think he would... I mean, Chris Harrison is a sensitive soul. You know, he loves the rom-coms. His favorite movies are like Notting Hill and The Devil Wears Prada. Like, he's very much a man also who, you know, like he loves his daughter so much. And like, I have fallen in love with what an amazing father he is and what a champion he is of her. And I see that. Like, he will, you know, he's like, if his daughter sings and like, if he hears her singing, he's going to cry. So he's
that man. I love Taylor so much. That's so true. I've always said, like, for people who don't know him, one of the things I love the most about him is that, like, I've seen him as a parent and he's just such a caring soul who, like, he really is such a good father and good human and has a good heart. And he's just always been one of my favorite people from that franchise. So you guys are amazing. I'm
good.
What?
Good thing I hung up on him earlier.
No, that was funny. And he respects your humor and you'll call him right back.
100%. 100%.
Yeah. I'll let you go call him right now because this was so much fun. I love recapping. I love watching you recap The Bachelorette. So to do it together was really fun. And tell everyone where they can find like roses and rosé, everything you got going on. Tell us.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, yes. And thank you for having me. You know, I adore you and the podcast. And I am on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok at Lauren Zima. And then I do this Bachelor recap review show, Roses and Rosé. It's on Entertainment Tonight's YouTube channel. I am a correspondent for Entertainment Tonight, the entertainment news show, which is where I have interviewed Caitlin Bristow many a time.
Yes.
And I am actually launching a podcast of my own soon. Yes.
Yes.
You have to come
on. About time.
I know. Why did it take so long? The pandemic slowed it down. I had some plans and the pandemic slowed it down, but I'm launching it. So go to my Instagram to check that out. And then Caitlin Bristow can come on it.
Yes, I'll be on whenever you want to have me. I'll like be that annoying guest that's always there.
Thank you, Captain Crunch.
Call me. I hope that's call me Canadian Captain Crunch for the rest of the time, please. Chic Canadian Captain Crunch.
I can't wait for Chris Harrison to return home from filming The Bachelor so we can go on a double date. I miss you and Jason so much, and can't say enough about how wonderfully you've been doing on Dancing with the Stars, you queen.
Oh my gosh. It's so crazy. I can't believe it's the finals. Thank you for saying all those things. I love that I get to talk to you every Monday night after the show too. So there's that. And let us know when Chris is home so we can double date. And other than that, love you. Thank you for coming on. And I will talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, next week on The Bachelorette, things look like they get heated, as they always do at this time. The drama, as always, continues. And you know what else continues? Off the Vine. So tune in for next episode, and I'll see you there. Your session is now ending.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.